So as I was practicing for decades, I used to love listening to where this thing was going, and I just loved it. It brought something or encouraged something or stimulated something in me where I knew it was possible, rather than the time-laden burden of practicing daily and establishing mindfulness. It wasn't that that wasn't important. It was. But what was also important to me was hearing the transcendent, hearing beyond that. And even though I, at that point, wasn't willing to go there, I thought it was for him or her, not for me at that point, or there was too much stuff in me to just surrender it and move into a dimension that I was scared. So I honored that fear and just let it resolve itself by just, as things came up in my life that presented it, I was aware. I just was not going to deny. If that word doesn't hold incredible meaning to us all, denial, in this day and age, with fires burning and the lies of our politicians, I'm not going to deny. That's it. And if I have to use them as an example in the opposite direction, that's fine. I'll use them as a I'm not doing that. I'm going to look at what my life is about and what's coming up in it. That's all. That's all that's necessary. That's it. And many of us are well on our way to doing that. We're already moving towards self-thinning. Don't dismiss the work you've done as anything other than that. The whole thing has always been about self-thinning. And the thinner we become, the more inclusive we become. That's the way it works. And as we become more inclusive, there's more love. It's a beautiful system. Whoever designed it. Because we're the ones that stand in our own way. I mean, what's better resolution than that? If I had to get out of your way, or you were in my way, that would be a problem. Then I would have to make you a problem, which we do, because you're in my way. But if I'm in my own way, which has always been the problem, where do I land? You see? So I can scold myself, which we do very well, but that hurts too much. And as we get more sensitive to non-denial, to not denying, then we have to look at where we're hurting ourselves. Because that's where we're hurting, and I want to face that too. Oh, I'm doing it to myself. I'll be darned. I'm going to stop that. But do I deserve to stop that? Don't I deserve to be blamed? Because I have been such a rotten person. There's our predicament, isn't it? Space all around, and I'm a rotten tomato. The sun's shining, ripening that tomato, but I'm a rotten tomato. Just let me alone, okay? Die on the vine if you like. As a rotten tomato, that's what will happen to you. Oh, it's much nicer, I'll tell you. If it weren't close, you know, it's like I wouldn't teach. It's like I wouldn't teach. How can you teach distance? Now, who wants that? I mean, it's not that you who wants it, it's just not true. But when you know it's close and you want to make it into distance, you have to look at that. We love keeping good things out. We don't feel deserving of them. We don't feel sacred. We feel mundane. We don't feel privileged enough. We don't feel ready. We don't feel we've ripened enough. We don't feel, and let me tell you, you never will. Never. You never will. You never feel ready for wonder. You'll never. So if you're waiting, then you've got a lot of leaves on your tree. Okay. Let's sit for like 15 minutes and then I'll talk about lunch and then we'll have lunch. Feel the surrounding stillness. Where the edges blur. So the first phase of this process, which I'm laying out this weekend, is the growing up phase. That's the willingness to face ourselves and to stabilize ourselves within what we see from facing ourselves, so that it doesn't knock us off. And we get, that's where all of the reactivity comes from, is that we're not facing ourselves, we're just moving with the flow of that reactivity. So facing ourselves and then stabilizing. I can't emphasize how important that is all the way along the line, is that sense of inward stability to be able to be there while you're seeing what you don't want to see, but it's there anyway. So you're seeing it, and you're, the stability is allowing you that sense of groundedness that allows the seeing to be complete. And that comes from the practice, from the wisdom of knowing that you can face yourself, the confidence of that, but also from that sense of what they call samadhi in this tradition, which is the firmness of mind or stability of mind or harmony, harmoniousness of mind, where you're just, where the mind isn't going everywhere. And that's, after a prolonged practice, you'll begin to sense that sense of inward stability, of firmness of mind. That's part of the stability. Another part of that stability is the wisdom that's accrued from the actual facing that takes place over time as well. And if they, just bring it on. I'm tired of running. Just bring it on. That's what I remember saying that very strongly to my, just come on, let's. Okay. So there are three phases. I haven't really talked about much about this phase, but we got to move on to the next. Anyway, I'll do the best I can. So I want to talk about lunch, but I want to thank the managers here, Deb and Carl, wherever you are. Thank you. And all the people who are working this retreat, it's just a pleasure to see it run as smoothly as it is. And the kinks along the way of not being able to go to the bathroom when I want to and all that, we just work with it. It's just life. Anyway, not a problem. Lunch, Deb will, in a minute, will be talking about it, but I just want to say that you're welcome to converse. It's just, you don't have to be on silence at all. And but let your conversation come from your root values, the ones that are most, what's most important to yourself. See what comes up when you ask yourself that question. And I don't mean culturally important. That is, you know, my son, my husband, or whatever it is. What's the deepest level of you, of transcendent values? What is, and let those begin to be exercised in the course of conversation. Begin to speak, maybe kindness is a beautiful word. Okay, so let me find that thin space of kindness within me and converse from there. We're getting far too lost, Dharma students, in the reactivity of politics. We're losing our values. We're losing our spiritual values in this mix. More of us are losing the values than are gaining a foothold within what needs to be done. And we think that's somehow dharmically correct. It's not. That's worldly reactivity. And don't call it anything else, because that's what it is. Your anger at the administration is worldly. It's not dharmic. Your righteousness, all that is. In fact, if I were in that position, I would put a portrait of the figure I was angriest about on my puja table. Because that is what it means to be inclusive. And him too, or her too. T-O-O. You can feel it, just